Well, all right. Hey, welcome back. Glad you guys are with us here online, and want to just share with you our annual River Report. This is something that as a church, we want to make sure that we share with you what God has been doing in this last year. We want to make sure that you know from us how we have been fiscally responsible with the giving that has come into our church, and so and what God has done in this place. So we are just excited to be able to share that. I'm excited to share that with you today. So here we go. Before we really jump into the financials or the numbers, I just want to share with you a little history. If you're not aware of the legacy, the history of our amazing church, and it started with a couple of missionaries, Foursquare missionaries, that came out of the Foursquare School, Foursquare College over in California, came out here and began to start and establish a church in Durango, Colorado. They were planted right above Tucson's Barber Shop, downtown Durango, near Carver's, and just up in the second floor. That's where these guys started their Bible studies. That's where they started their church. And from there, it moved to 4th Avenue. And from 4th, it moved out to where our campus is today. The brick building in the 60s was built. And then the large building was finished for its first Sunday in 1980, Easter Sunday. And that's where we find ourselves now, is in this great place where God has continued to, over the decades, bring about just life-changing, a life-changing message, brought about equipping and training up leaders, and just being a place where discipleship is taking place and lives are being changed. This is the legacy of the River Church. It started out as Durango Foursquare Church, then it went on to being like New Life Center, New Life Chapel, and the River Church. All the names, it's still a Foursquare church. So what's a Foursquare church? Well, Foursquare is the denomination that we are a part of. And what the four squares stand for is that Jesus is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And He is our soon and coming King. And these are the four foundations that we build our church on. We are a Bible-believing church. We love Jesus. We believe that the Bible is the inerrant word of God, and we teach from that word and that word alone. So we're pretty grateful for all that God has done and the legacy that He has established and allowed to take place through the years through this church. And so we find ourselves throughout all this time doing discipleship, changing lives, reaching people for Christ, doing all of this stuff. We come up to 2020 and boom, COVID hits. Well, that doesn't mean the ministry stops because COVID shut things down. We actually did not meet in person this year for over half the year. So it's kind of crazy that, and some of you are hanging out with us because we started doing a more involved live stream because of COVID. And that's why you're here today, is because of what happened for this last year of 2020. We invested in some better cameras. We invested in some other ways and means to reach the community online. But in all of that, it was because of this virus that swept the world, this pandemic that hit. And that leads us to today. Now, the beautiful thing in this season is that even though COVID was going on and the church was shut down, ministry still took place. People's lives were still being changed. And I just want to share a few of those things, those numbers with you today as we look back at our 2020 year in a COVID pandemic. So people that were engaged in discipleship in 2020, over 890 different people were engaged in discipleship through church, Bible studies, prayer groups, youth, children's things, Zoom, live stream, over 190 plus people. How many leaders were trained this last year? 129 leaders through leadership training school, through our council and our elders, volunteer trainings and leader meetings. 129 leaders were trained. We supported 10 different missionaries in this last year, and I would invite you to go back a couple of weeks to the message that was shared that Nick taught on the different missionaries that we support. It's a phenomenal message, and you will get to see pictures of all of those different missionaries that we take care of from the River Church. Local missions projects, we did 17 or over 17 different missions projects, and that would be like youth group, Wednesday nights, Wednesday fun day with the kids, winter retreats, fall retreats, camps that we were a part of, the Parade of Lights that we did for Durango, the Great Pumpkin Race, our live stream Zoom meetings, our big Easter give that we did this last year, Mother's Day give, Father's Day give, our CCI, which is our Community Connections Initiative through our solar project, and then just so many other things that we were able to accomplish in this last year. God was up to so many things through all of this, and the best thing that we get to celebrate out of all of these numbers is this one here. We got to lead 51 people to Christ in this last year. 51. That's a huge bump from last year's number. And so guys, can we just praise the Lord for that, that He is up to some amazing things. And we look forward to seeing even more people get saved in this next year. I am praying right now, Lord, may we see an exponential growth in the amount of people that get saved by you through the River Church in this next year. We just pray that in your name, Jesus. Amen. We also had three young people, get baptized in the Holy Spirit this last year. Now, sadly, because of COVID, we had zero water baptisms, but I'm hoping that that changes really soon in 2021, where we will get back to some normalcy and we can get into the river or into a horse watering trough and we can get people baptized. So looking forward to that and getting creative in those ways. So those are some numbers just on the spiritual side, the physical side of what took place in this last year. I want to just share with you some numbers for our finances. And I want to look first at the pie chart that goes into our income. And we, in our fiscal year, starts April 1st and goes through March 31st. So we just started our 2021 fiscal year off at the beginning of April here. So that's why we're reporting from last year. So our income from this last year, we can put up the slide for you of our River Church income. And as you can see, total income was $843,821. I'm sorry. I said that a little bit wrong. It's $843,821.91. That's the number that came in this year through all of the different things, through your tithes and offerings, through gifts, through mission stuff. We have a rental property on campus here. The different ministries, the camps and all of those things, just people were bringing in money. And then also just different miscellaneous giving. Guys, what a great year to celebrate that in the midst of COVID, we got to see over $843,000 brought into this church. And so going on to the next thing of our expenses, we gave this last year, we poured out $804,000, a little bit over $804,651 in expense. So you can see there that we tithe to Foursquare and we gave to missions quite a bit of money in missions. Our outreach and our ministry was a little bit shorter this year just simply because we just didn't have as much to do because our building was shut down. The ministries in person were less so that we had more outward ministries and missions things going on in the community. So that's why that's a little bit less. Obviously, our facility, plows, all those things kind of take place in our administration operations. So you're seeing here where all the money was spent in this last year, and obviously a big chunk of that went into payroll. The largest chunk of that went into supporting our staff. Now, we did take out a PPP loan in the thought that we may have to dip into that to take care of our staff in this last year. Fortunately for us, because of your tithes and offerings and the giving that came into this place, we didn't have to get into that. So we took those funds and we actually put it into our capital expense fund, where that will go into fixing some things, taking care of some things, and also going into missional outreach activities in the future through the church. So those are a little bit of the numbers in terms of what we brought in and where we spent money this last year. I want to say this too. We want to make sure that we're transparent with all of you, and because of just the nature of this message, we can't give you all of the numbers, but I want you to know this, that I am willing to, if you want it, I will give you all the numbers. I would be happy to walk it through with you personally, or if you just want to look at last year's budget and last year's expenses, we can send that to you. So just request that, office@trcdurango.com, and we'd be more than happy to send those to you, or you can just email and talk to us. Let us know in the comments below, hey, I'm interested in looking at those numbers. I want to make sure you understand this, that I want to be in our church transparent with where our finances have gone, what we've spent, what came in, all of that stuff. We want to be transparent and accountable to you. We do have a church council of 6 men and women that look through monthly our expenses and see where we are in our budget. And we are held accountable for all of the expenses that go forth from this church. So it is not something that there is a secret of where we're spending or how we're spending all of these funds as they come in and go out. We want you to know that we really hold the value of stewardship very highly in this church, and integrity is a big part of this church. And so we want to make sure that you trust and know that we are being good stewards with the finances that are brought in. So because of that, if you want this, we're more than happy to share it with you or to walk through it with you, whatever that is. We want to make it available to you so you can know what the balance sheet is for the church right now and where all the money went in this last year. All right? So that's available to you to check out if you want it. All right? Just wanted to let you know that. And speaking of this council, the church council, the individuals that are on it are on it for 2 years with the option of being on it for an additional 2 years. So it can be up to a 4-year term. For a council member. And those council members will rotate on and off throughout the years. So this year, we say goodbye to Jerome Blaget as one of our council members, and we want to ratify in 2 new members, Barbara Hernandez and John Haverstock. Now, when I talk about ratifying them, when we bring people into our church council, it's not a popular vote. We're not just saying a couple of different names and then all the church votes on them. How we're doing this is that I will look through the church body, pray about who is to be on it, who are the tithing people who are demonstrating in their own lives good financial stewardship. And then from that group of people, excuse me, I then will invite, and through prayer and vetting, I will invite 2 people, or in this case, 2 people, to step onto the church council. These 2 names, John Haverstock and Barbara Hernandez, are ratified into this church council, which means that you then approve or not their appointment. All right? And so what I would invite you to do is this. Go on to the church app. All right? If you have the church app and that you call the River Church your home church and you are a part of the ownership of the River Church, go onto the church app and look, there's a place on the bottom that says sign up. So you can go in there, and that's where the voting ballot is. You type in that and you just click yes or no on both names, type in your name. If it's a no for either of the 2 of these people that are stepping into the council positions, we'd like to know why you feel that they're not, they shouldn't be in that position. And so we were just asking you to put in that reason why. And if the answer or the reason why you're saying no is that you don't know who they are, that's not what we're looking for in terms of the reasoning behind why you would say no to their appointment to council. All right, we want to know some specifics as to why. But with that being said, guys, we'll let you know when we get all the numbers back, whether or not these 2 are ratified into the council. All right, so we just want to share that with you, just a little bit of business part of this TRC River Report. Can we just celebrate together what God has done in this last year? Can we just thank Him for how He has led people to him how he has directed us to do ministry and what we have seen in this last year. God, we are so grateful for what you have done in the River Church this last year, how you have changed lives, how we have seen this community impacted through things like the Great Pumpkin Race and the Parade of Lights, Lord, our Father's Day outreaches and the Community Connections initiatives. Lord, what you have done in this town through the River Church is exceptional. Lord, I can't wait to see what else you have in store for this church in the future. But God, for now, we just say thank you. Thank you for pouring out your provision. Thank you for what you have given. Thank you for what you have done through the River Church. And we just want to give you all glory for all of it. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, now that we've kind of talked about what has happened, I want to spend some time with what will happen and what we are doing in this next year. And in order to do that, I want us to look at this little sheet that I have set up, and it's a strategic objective sheet is what I've put together. But I want to just share with you some different aspects of this and let you know kind of what our vision is, our mission, our methods, our strategy, and our values. And I want to go through these different aspects and just kind of let you know what all of these things are. And the first thing that I want you to understand about the River Church is our vision, all right? I want to share with you today what our vision is. Our vision statement is this: to bring a kingdom of heaven community to where we live, work, and play so that others may know Christ. Now, you may have heard us say this before, you know, to bring a kingdom community to where we live, work, and play so that others can know God. That's what we used to say, and I've changed it a little bit, adding that kingdom of heaven community, because I wanted to make sure that it was a little bit more specific to where we were actually having a defined kingdom that we want to be, that we want to be a part of. And you know what I'm talking about with the kingdom of heaven? Jesus talked about this, and it's essentially that kingdom that loves your neighbor as yourself, that loves your enemy, that serves and gives, that the first will be last. I mean, these are the aspects of a kingdom of heaven community that I want to be a part of and that I want us as the River Church to be a part of. And so that's what we are going to be about in this next year, is to bring that kingdom of heaven community to where we live, work, and play. Why? So that others can know Christ. It is so important that as we are living this out, we are demonstrating that we are ambassadors of Jesus and that we can show the world and show our community who he is through how we are living our lives. All right? So that's the vision of what we are about. Now, here's the mission in this next season of life for the River Church. We want to love, resource, and influence Durango through the body of Christ. Let me say that again. To love, resource, and influence Durango through the body of Christ. Now, I want you to remember this little phrase, body of Christ, because that's going to continue as a thread throughout the rest of the message that is going to be a major part of what we are going to be doing and accomplishing in this next year. We are going to do it together. It is not going to just be Pastor Mark and Jill and the rest of the staff as we, as the leaders of the church, go forth and be Jesus to the community. No, it's not going to work that way. We need to be a body of believers working together to love, resource, and influence Durango. All right, so that's what our mission is in this next year. And how is that going to be accomplished? Let's go down into the methods here. As TRC grows, we seek to make disciples through our methods of establishing, equipping, and engaging our community to know and grow in Christ and lead others to do the same. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to be giving you guys a lot of Bible references today. We'll talk about one section of Scripture, and we'll really dig into that. But for the most part, I want you just to write down the Bible references, and you can look back on this as we go forward, okay? So the first thing is this: in Romans 15, 5, and 7, we want to have this as an established piece of who we are. We establish relationship with others so they know that they belong here and are loved in our church, all right? We want to establish relationships. This is a key part of our church, that when people come here, when people go to a group, when people go to any activity that is sponsored by the River Church, we want them to know that they belong here, that they are loved here, that we are establishing relationship. And we can find that in Romans 15, 5 through 7, where that's really spoken about there. This next thing is that we equip people so that they understand their gifting and know how they can be the body of Christ. We want to equip people, disciple people. Ephesians 4:16 talks about that, that we are going to be pouring into others so that they can understand their part in the body of Christ, right? So that they can then share who Christ is, which is that last part, that we will engage our community by living out love so the world around us will know Christ. Matthew 25:40 shares that. Now, this whole thing, guys, from establishing relationship, equipping people, and then engaging the community, these are areas that we are going to be, these are the methods that we are going to be using in this next year to really transform not only our church, but also, I believe, Durango, right? As we are the body of Christ, we're going to impact this community, making heaven more crowded. It's going to be so important that we do this together. So what's our strategy of how we're going to accomplish this and get this ball rolling in the right direction? Well, it's through building, training, and unleashing influencers for God. All right, here it is. We seek first to build and repair the influencer's health and home. So we want to build the influencer's health. The influencer is you and me. It's mom and the dad. It's the single person. It's the roommate. It's you. You are the influencer, and we want to make sure that we are helping you in your health, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. That you are being taken care of in these ways, all right? And not only in those ways on a personal level, but also in your home, through your relationships, through your marriages, men, women, through your marriages is such a vital thing, and then into your families. We want to help equip you as husbands and wives to, in your homes, be the influencers, and because we believe it so strongly that you will influence your kids, then that goes out from your home life into the community. We really believe that in all of this, as you grow and as you are equipped, then when ready, you'll minister through all of these things in your sphere of influence. This is a huge, huge thing that doesn't just take one person, but it's going to take all of us together functioning as the body of Christ. Now, I want to share with you from these things, our vision, mission, method, and strategy. These are some big things. And I want to kind of close and wrap this section up with our values, because this is a big part of what I want to share with you today. And I want to dig into these values a little bit. Here are the five areas in our church. These five words are huge values for us. The first one is love. We want to love others, right? John 15, 12 through 13. Look at that. And that is what love is all about. Our community. That's another value that we have. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25 talks about community. Generosity is a big part of who we are as a church. We want to continue to give and give and give and pour out and share what God has given to us. We want to be able to pour that out to others. And that's found in 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 14. We're going to get into teamwork in just a second with 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27, but then also integrity, 2 Corinthians 8, 21. We want to make sure that our yes is our yes. We are honorable before the Lord and everyone else. I want to jump back, because we're talking about the body of Christ, I want to jump back to that place of teamwork and read to you 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27. Because this is an important part of where we're going this year in the River Church, all right? It's about the body. In verse 12, it says this, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The hand can't say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all parts are glad. All of you together, hear this, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. All of you, all of us, are a part of Christ's body. We each function with a very special task. There is not one of you that is unneeded in the body of Christ. Do you hear this? In order for us to accomplish the mission in this next year, to love, resource, and influence Durango, we have to do it as one body together. Now, some of you today, I am sure, are in a place where you're either saying, I don't feel like I'm a part of the body. I used to be, but I'm not really anymore. I don't need to be a part of the body. I just like to come to church. Why would anybody need me or want to use, or I have nothing to offer, or maybe I've been so hurt that I don't want to give? There's plenty of things that we can find as excuses to not function with what God has called us to do in being the part of the body that we are supposed to be. But I want to just share that I understand that there's many ways that we don't function as a body. Some of them are because of exterior things, and some of them are interior things. Similarly, like a body of a person, there are exterior tragedies, exterior moments where pieces of the body get injured. You know, you might be riding your mountain bike, you fall off, you break your arm or your collarbone. These are tragic moments that injure the body, that force parts of the body to not function in the way that they were created to function. It cuts it off. Maybe even a stroke happens. Some sort of an exterior tragedy takes place and the body can't function the way that it was supposed to. Excuse me. Or it's an interior thing. You know, maybe it's a virus that comes in, or maybe it's a heart attack or cancer or a burst appendix. There are those things that happen inside our bodies that were unforeseen, that happen, that really create a brokenness inside the body, disease that takes place inside the body that breaks apart the body and makes it to where it can't function the way that it was created to function. And just like the things that can happen to a physical body, the same things can be true to happen to a church body. There are exterior events that take place that can sever the body from being working the way that it's supposed to. COVID-19 shut down the church in so many ways, right? Shut down what you may have been doing, the parts of that you were functioning in, and the body stopped to function well because of that, right? COVID-19 did that in the church. A church closure or a church merger, those things can happen and has happened here in our past where a church closes down. And because of that, there's a grieving that takes place and people then try to find another place to fit in because their old church stopped, that closed their doors. I mean, these are tragic things that have happened that we have walked through, you and I have walked through, and we have seen that because of that scenario, there are individuals, you might be one of these people that have been so hurt and wounded by what has taken place, that you no longer feel like you can be a part of this body. But let me just encourage you that God does still have a place for you here in the River Church. If you felt like you have been grafted in because of somebody else, please hear that there is a place for you in this body. Just like God adopts us into his kingdom and into his family, know that you are a part of this body, that it doesn't function to its complete whole right way unless you are a part of it. There's interior tragedy too. I mean, within the church, those are outside things that happen, inside things that happen in the church. You know, it might be a pastor was treated you poorly. It might be that you've been serving so long that there's burnout. You know, even the lie that you are so old that you are no longer useful in the things that you've got going on. I want to just encourage you and say to you today that you have a place in this body, and it is so vital that you are a part, and that you please don't think that the church doesn't need you. The truth is, the church does need you. The body of Christ does need you. Each member of the body of Christ is a valuable and important piece, and you have something that you do that only you can do. And we need that, because in order for us to make heaven more crowded in 2021, we need you functioning in the way that God has called you to function. You may be in a place of hurt. You may be in a place of just not wanting to do it, and that's understandable. There's a lot of reasons why we don't engage in being a part anymore. And it may be because we are really hurt. And like a body, when it is hurt, it needs to go through rehab. And it needs to go through physical training and be worked back into shape so that it can function the way that it was supposed to. The thing is true with you and I, that when we're hurt, we need to go through rehab. And that is such a vital part of why we actually will go through the getting people healthy through their emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental health. We want to make sure that we're able to do that in this next season. So it takes time to heal. Now, once healed, there's a lot of ways that we can get involved in the church, and I want to just share with you some ways that we're going to be involved in this next season in the River Church, all right? So initially here, we're going to talk about ways that we can get involved on a Sunday morning or just a couple of little things on the exterior of Sunday morning, all right? Understand this. This is a beginning. This is where we're starting, so then we can equip to go further and do more, okay? And I want to just share that with you. So we're going to take a quick look at this slide of service lane teams, okay? You can see that there's some blue and some green different things. There's the Sunday service in the blue, and then there's the support other Sunday teams in the green. And I want to first look at these Sunday service teams and talk about them for just a minute. All right, so here's ways that we can get involved, that you can get involved on a Sunday morning during service. First is the first impressions and greeters. This is a great way if you are an extrovert or if you're just somebody that just wants to make sure that other people feel welcome and that they belong here because you felt welcomed and that you belong here. I want to just invite you to be a part of our first impressions team. This is that group of people that high five you when you walk in or shake your hand or just help in any way to make you feel welcomed and loved and accepted when you come into the River Church. If you want to be involved in there, that is a great place to serve. And I want to just make a statement. If there's anything in here that you are interested in being a part of, would you please just comment below to say, I want to help with first impressions or I want to help in whatever. If it is in church, come on back to church. If it's outside of church that you feel like there's some other ways that you can help, even with our TRC Online type of a ministry, I want to invite you to be a part of it and say, I'd love to help. Let me know how I can do that, all right? So there are some things there that you can do. Also, our worship team. You know, there's people moving away from our community, going to different parts of the country. And so there's always places to plug into in the worship, from the singers to the musicians to people running sound or running the words. There are different places for you to get involved, and we would love to get you plugged in to our worship team. Our cafe or our coffee cart. Here's an area of ministry that right now isn't functioning, that we would love to see it get it back to working. As many of you have stated, you'd love to see coffee back in church. Well, we have two different areas. We have a Wednesday and a Tuesday night cafe area that we serve to our young people as they are a youth group, and we're giving them food and drinks and just be an encouragement to them there. And then also our Sunday morning coffee cart. In years past, the proceeds have gone to missions. In this next season, the proceeds of our coffee cart are going to go to our children. We're going to be pouring into our children so that we can see them begin to grow in the Lord. Our kids ministry is called Sprouts, and so we are looking forward to many different ways that we can pour into them through these proceeds of our coffee cart ministry. And from our Wednesday fun days to our garden to helping kids go to camp in the future. I mean, these are just some of the ways that we will be pouring into them through these finances through the coffee cart. I'm really looking forward to taking care of our kids in that way. So this is just going to be a great ministry. If you are one that wants to help with making coffee or doing these things, this is a great place for you to plug into. Our children's ministry, we talk about that often. Ashley and Ashley are doing a phenomenal job with that, and there are so many different ways to get involved with our kids ministry. You can talk to them, and they would be more than happy to share with you all the different fun ways to be involved in that ministry. Here's another one that we don't have somebody in charge of right now: our security. Guys, I know that you want a safe and welcoming environment for this church. When you walk in, if you walk into this church, you want it to be safe. You want to know that you're secure, that our kids are safe and secure, right? Well, we need a security team. I hate to admit that online here, but we're vulnerable in this way. This is not okay. We need people. We need an individual or two or a team to say, we will lead this. We will head it up. We will take care of it. Mark, we got this. I am so praying for this right now, that we have a group of men and women that want to step up and say, Mark, we've got security. We'll take it. We'll run with it. You're safe. You're secure. This church is safe and this church is secure. Folks, we need security in this community. We need an usher's ministry that watches out for our kids and for our church. Won't you consider stepping up into this way? And then finally, our audio and visual for our Sunday teams. Live stream, this stuff, you watching right now, requires individuals sitting at a control and to be plugging it in, sending it out, getting the internet ready, getting the online stuff ready, running cameras when we live stream, getting the sound set up. Man, I would love to have worship online, but we don't have the sound people, enough sound people that can run the board to actually get our sound well enough online to get it into your homes. You know it. I know it. It is such a frustration. Folks, you are a part of the solution. We need some sound people. Won't you consider being a part of this online community, this streaming community? Come in and be in a very safe, COVID-friendly environment, protected to keep you in a way, running sound in a way that you don't have to worry about dealing with the COVID stuff. We can keep you safe in that way. It's very important to us, and it's very important to the ministry of reaching this, not only Durango, but honestly, through the live stream, the world. You can be a part of that. Come on, let's get after it, all right? We also have these service lanes of support others, supporting other teams. In our youth ministry, you obviously know Andy has been doing a phenomenal job with our youth for the last 6 years, and they're moving on to other ministries up in Denver, but we have Sarah Brainerd, who has been working under Andy for the last 4 years, trained up under him. She is stepping in to being our next youth pastor, and I am just so thrilled by her involvement and the next steps for her in this. She also teaches our Merge class, which is a fourth grade through eighth grade class on Sunday mornings. These are other opportunities for you to get involved in. Moms, dads, you want to know what your kids are learning in class? You can help volunteer and be a part of it, and help just love on other kids, their friends. Being a part of your kids' lives in ministry is a huge, huge thing, just as you are raising up your children in the way that they should go, right? We have missions, LTS, college ministry. These are areas that may not always be happening on a regular Sunday, but guys, just even this college ministry, we need people that are willing to bring college students into their homes just to love on them, right? Just to feed them, please. They're hungry and they need food. So help out, be a part. I know that there are a few great people that help out with our college students, and I would like to see a lot more individuals helping out with our college students. So these are some ways that you can be involved in supporting teams. With our leadership training school, you can teach, you can just pour into, you can help equip and mentor these young leaders as they are doing stuff. And then our missions, obviously there are seasonal missions trips that we will be going on and reaching out into not only the areas that we support, but then possibly even other areas in the future. So there's all sorts of things that you can do on a Sunday morning to get involved with the church. And finally, there is this other thing that you might be saying to me or to yourself. Hey, Mark, I like all these things that you said, but that's really not where my heart is, or I don't even know that that's my gifting. I'm kind of gifted in some other things. I like to serve and help people maybe once in a while when needed, but I'm not able to come every week, so I don't know if I could help out every week or do something like that. Well, we have this thing called Actions Outreach. And this is a clearinghouse of ways that we can pour into our body to help our body when they're struggling or hurting or needing some help, be it financial or with meals, repairs and construction, packing and moving, cleaning, yard work, or senior support. These are ways that we can come and help our church community. I just want to hit a couple of those real quick. And one, finance. It might be a weird thing to think about finance, but you know, maybe somebody needs to know how to make a budget. And you are great at making budgets. It might be something like doing that or helping with taxes. You know, I don't know. There are ways that we can help individuals when they're struggling with needing to be better stewards with their finances. You might be one of those people that can help with that, and you can come alongside them and really walk out just some coaching and mentoring for somebody else, right? Or those meals. Maybe it is that you're sick and you call the church and you say, hey, I'm not, I've been sick for a while. I've got cancer, or I just had surgery. Would there be anybody that could provide a couple of meals for my family while I'm unable to take care of making food? Yes, we've got that meals ministry. You call them, we send it out to those people, say, hey, this family needs seven dinners so that you can just be worry-free for that time. That stuff would be sent to your house. You'd be taken care of in that way. You get where I'm going with this stuff? There might be some repairs. There might be something that you need your house clean because, again, you're sick and you're just not able to take care of some of this stuff. We want to find those people within our church that have a heart to do some of this stuff and release them to go into these areas in the community around and help the people of our church love on our church. This is being the body. Folks, I'm excited for what we are going to be doing in this next year. I'm excited for our mission to love, resource, and influence Durango through the body of Christ. Won't you join us on this adventure? Won't you partner with us? Won't you be a part of this body as we bring a kingdom of heaven community to where we live, work, and play so that others can know Christ? I am thrilled by what God has done in this last year, And I am so excited and anticipating great things for where God is going to take us in this coming year. And most importantly, I am thrilled for your participation and involvement within this mission of the River Church. Can we just pray together today as we close that the Lord would just do a mighty work through our church and through this body that you and I are a part of? All right, let's do it. Let's pray. Let's close. Lord, thank you for this morning. I thank you for this time where we have been able to celebrate, where we've been able to look to the future of what you have in store for us. And God, would you just seal this? Would you say a yes and an amen? Would you agree with us as we move forward in this next year, partnering with you and partnering together as the body so that we can see these things happen, so that heaven will be more crowded? Ultimately, that's the big goal. We want to see people come to know you and be discipled, to be discipled and walk with you in this new relationship. God, would you just help us? If we need to be taken care of, if we need to have those rehab moments in our life, would you just work in us? Would you bring us together with those that can help heal and help fix? Lord, we love you, and we know that you, above all, love us, that you gave your life for us so that we could have a reconciled relationship with you. May it be, Lord, that not just a reconciled relationship with you, but may we have a reconciled relationship with one another as the body of Christ so that we can go forward and see transformation take place in our community. We are so, so thrilled by what's going on. Would you move in our hearts and our lives? We love and praise you, God, and we lift all of this up in your name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, hey, all of you that have joined us here today, thank you so much for hanging out with us online. If there's anything that you need prayer for, would you please comment below? If you want to give your life to the Lord today, I just also invite you to comment below and say, I want to give my life to Jesus today. If you want to get involved, let us know. Say, I want to get involved. If you've got ideas for how we can further extend this body into other areas and how we can reach others for the kingdom of God, I just want to invite you to let us know. Give us ideas. Write them down there in the comment box below. Well, thanks you guys for being a part of the River Church today and from TRC Online. I look forward to hanging out with you again next week, same time, right here on our River Church channel. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.